Every 3 days, the parents of Taropa Fadzwa fork out $30 to refill the oxygen tank rented from Boko Gases, which has become the lifeline for their child. Both parents are trained nurses who are in their late 20s. The husband, Tafadzwa Mandere, works at Bechnaf Bridge Hospital, while his wife, Priti, is yet to secure a job. Their ailing son was diagnosed with Down syndrome at the age of 4. Down syndrome is a condition in which extra genetic material causes delays in the mental and physical development of a child. Taropa Fadzwa cannot sit or crawl. Priti says her husband was shocked 2 months ago when she broke the news to him that their son had been diagnosed with a congenital heart defect.
It is said that the baby has got 3 congenital abnormalities, which means that the baby has got 3 walls which were supposed to be closed whilst the baby was still in utero, but it failed.
Priti spent 2 months at Parerenyatwa Hospital in Harare while doctors carried out tests, and as she waited for donations from well-wishers so that her child could have open-heart surgery in South Africa or India. $20,000 is required to carry out the operation outside the country. Priti says this is a difficult problem for them.
At the moment, the doctors, they are saying the blood within the heart is mixing, that is carbon dioxide and oxygen, which results in difficulties in breathing of the baby. And also the baby is not growing, is not gaining weight.
Priti's sister-in-law, Rumbidzai Mandere, says being at home while Priti was admitted together with the child was not easy.
Watching a kid like that in such a situation throughout the night on your own, and sometimes she would call to say the kid is not responding, she's getting worse during the night. The situation, it wasn't good because they were sleeping under the beds. Food, sometimes you wouldn't have money to bring food for the transport to go and see them.
2 weeks ago, Priti and her baby were discharged since the hospital had no capacity to carry out the operation. The search for well-wishers is still on. Priti says having the baby constantly on oxygen is challenging.
The oxygen itself needs refilling after every 3 days, which needs money also and transport to carry the tank for refilling. So we have to hire someone to carry the tank, and we also have to find money, about $30 after every 3 days for refilling of the tank.
Apart from the oxygen refilling, Taropa Fadzwa's parents have to hire someone for $20 to transport the tank. Priti's father-in-law, Enigray Mandere, recounts the problems he has endured in his efforts to save the life of his grandson.
The shock of my life came when my daughter-in-law told me that the gas had finished. I had no money. I had nowhere to get the transport to get the gas from the heavy industry. It's a commodity that cannot be found anywhere. It's only found at a particular place. It's $20. That is fuel only to go to get the gas.
Fortunately for Enigray, his neighbor has been supportive in providing money and transport. In addition to the oxygen expenses, the mother spends $20 every 3 days on medications for Taropa Fadzwa. Since last month, Harare has been experiencing intense heat, with daytime temperatures rising to 37 degrees Celsius, the highest in history. Despite the heat, Taropa Fadzwa should be kept indoors, and at night, windows should be kept closed to keep out mosquitoes. The family cannot use insecticides because they can affect the child. Chitungwiza is mosquito-infested, and in spite of all precautions, Taropa Fadzwa has insect bites all over the body. Friends and relatives come over to visit mother and child. However, Priti says some of the visitors come with bad intentions.
As a mother, at times I get offended on how people comment on our baby. Some can just say this is an evil spirit, and most of them, they continue saying this is an evil spirit, the baby is an evil spirit.
Efforts to get a comment from the health minister, David Parerenyatwa, were futile. Many are asking why the hospital discharged Taropa Fadzwa when the family has no capacity to provide quality care. Many say Taropa Fadzwa needs constant monitoring in a hospital setting. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.